This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Are you a sugar baby? Or are you a sugar daddy? And if so, can you tell us about your experience and, you know...
Let's not leave out the sugar mamas.
That's a thing, I suppose, maybe to a lesser extent, but certainly that doesn't get as much coverage as the sugar daddy, sugar baby thing. And that's the story that we're, Johnson, you're sharing with us here tonight from a website that's apparently all about sugar babies. Mm-hmm. What's it called again? Give them credit.
Sugar Dating 101.
And this is an article advising a would-be sugar baby on how to negotiate properly
their allowance.
Right. Basically, they're saying, so far, I'm just going to try to summarize from what I picked up from what you've said. The first point was decide what it is that you need and then double it. So figure out what, you know, your rent payments, your car payments, all the, you know, cell phone, all your minimal kind of stuff that you have in life, and then double that. That way you've got some, you know, comfortable buffer on top of that. Now, they haven't talked about
it's a very thoughtful explanation of negotiation 101. Very thoughtful. T-H-O-T, thoughtful.
Thoughtful. That hoe over there is what that stands for. It's and I feel like I have to explain the word thought because it's, you know, an internet meme, basically.
Are the thought police coming?
Yeah. It is an internet meme. I mean, it's very highly used online, but if you're, you know, 70 years old and you don't get around those circles very often.
Ask your grandkids. They'll get a kick out of it.
Or wait till your grandkids ask you.
So, you know, as you pointed out, this is just sort of a general negotiating tactic that they're talking about here. It's setting your, you know, your high end of what you would ideally like to receive. And then, of course, the other side's going to probably negotiate down from there.
Yeah, right.
But really, the other question, and I imagine they're going to get into this, is, well, what are you giving up? I mean, what are you giving the sugar daddy in return for this amount of money that essentially is taking complete care of you? If that is indeed what you're trying to do, you're not living with the guy if you're getting your rent payment taken care of. So how often
are
you...
We'll see if they even get to that. I'm kind of curious.
So. How often are you going over there? Is it a every night kind of thing? Is it two times a week? Yeah. I mean, what are they expected to do?
Yeah, I don't know if it's even going to cover that, but we'll see. It says here, if you're lucky enough to land a sugar daddy who has the income to fund a huge allowance...
They were talking like 10 to 20 grand a month.
More power to you. But for most sugar babies, asking the average sugar daddy for an allowance of 10,000 plus is not going to go down well.
Now, the old joke, if you want to say that, about prostitutes is that... You pay them to go home, right? You don't pay for the sex.
You pay them to leave.
And if you're expecting an allowance of 10,000 plus, you'd better go down well.
So, like, I can understand why somebody would want to seek this particular arrangement. It doesn't sit well with me personally because it seems so shallow. But then again, at least you're admitting on that the front of this that you're that shallow and that, you know, you're not expecting for someone to pretend like they're interested in you, I guess.
So it says, so if you're an aspiring sugar baby, stick to finding a comfortable allowance that covers your living expenses plus some sugar.
Mm. So the sugar's above.
A giant smiley face again.
So apparently the definition of the sugar is whatever's above the living expenses.
Yes.
Okay.
Note, it's not a good idea to ask the average sugar daddy for an extravagant allowance, but that doesn't mean that you should be shy about asking for what you want.
Well, yeah, because how would you know whether he's average?
Right.
You know, if you don't ask for the sky or shoot for the moon, so to speak, you'll never know if he'll say yes, right? Like,
right. Yep. So, remember that you set your allowance range, and keep in mind that most sugar daddies are shrewd businessmen. They will pay you less if they think they can get away with it. One of my sugar daddies actually commented a month.
One of them.
Yeah, a month or two into our relationship, how he's never agreed to set an allowance before with any of his sugar babies.
Huh.
And when he'd ask me what I'd wanted, he was sort of testing me. When I looked at him point blank in the eye and stated X comma XXX.
Oh, she didn't actually say.
He found himself agreeing simply because he liked my moxie. Or at least that's what he told her.
Okay.
At least that's what he told her. So figure out how much you want within a reasonable range and don't be shy about it. And then it goes on here to say, and this is in bold, want to skip the whole awkward allowance talk? Oh, and it's got a website. It's an advertisement here that is... It's the seeking arrangement. They mentioned it earlier that apparently mm-hmm. allows you to set it as a profile preference.
You can say, this is what I want on the site.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that way you don't have to have that conversation. It's just decided up front, right? So.
Makes it easy on the budget.
Yep. So sure. The next.
Just filter out the ones too high.
So the next criterion here is how much sugar can he give? Most sugar daddies are wealthy men, but. That doesn't mean they have unlimited resources, contrary to popular opinion. Not every sugar daddy is a millionaire, and even if yours is, it doesn't necessarily mean he has the disposable income and liquidity to give you a huge allowance. He can be a multi-millionaire, but if his money is tied up in investments and he's paying his kids' college tuitions, he's just not going to have that much left over to spend on you. And then... It has a note here. Another reason we prefer single sugar daddies.
Mm-hmm.
Wink. When deciding your allowance, you'll also want to think about location, location, location. The simple fact that location plays a huge part in what you can ask for an allowance. Some towns and small cities simply don't have many sugar daddies who are able to afford larger allowances, so take into consideration where you live.
That's a good point.
You'll probably be
able to get more options in New York City.
Yep. Yeah.
Or Boston or wherever.
It's exactly what it says. You'll probably be able to negotiate a higher allowance in New York, than in Marfa, Texas.
Right.
But a lower density of sugar daddies can also mean higher allowances. According to a survey by Seeking Arrangement, here are where the highest paid sugar babies live. Wow. So average salary in Miami is $6,166.
Per month.
Allowance, I should say. New York, $5,692. Los Angeles, $5,448. Las Vegas, $5,306.
These are averages.
Averages.
Okay. I wonder what the median is.
Hartford.
I'm looking for the low.
Hartford.
I'm cheap.
Hartford, Connecticut, 5243. Scottsdale, Arizona, 5102. Okay. Seattle.
It's all kind of in the same range.
Yeah, well, they're going down pretty dramatically. It's already fallen by $1,000. Seattle is 4,983. Dallas is 4,721. Boston, 4,721 again.
All right, we don't have to go through the whole list.
Well, it's the last one is Cleveland, 4,620. The range there is, and remember, these are the top cities. So the top averages range from 6,166 down to
4,620. So Miami was number one.
Yeah, Miami was over $6,000.
All I can say is I got to make a whole lot more money. Jesus. That's expensive.
Well, yeah.
It's still not saying what these girls are doing for that.
Right.
You know, how many times a week are they coming by? Is it on call? Is it, you know, scheduled? I don't know.
Yeah. All in all, you want to consider how much your sugar daddy can comfortably give when negotiating your allowance. To get an idea, start by doing some research on how much his occupation earns and whether he has children or other dependents. You'll be in a better position to negotiate afterwards.
Sure.
Three. Here we go.
All right.
What are the terms of the arrangement?
Yeah, all right. Here's the meat, so to speak. No pun intended.
This one, this one's a biggie, especially since the terms differ so much from arrangement to arrangement. We'd like to draw out the terms based on several factors. Yours may vary, but here's an idea of the factors we usually consider when negotiating allowance. Time. How often will you meet? Once a week? Once a month? Thrice a week? Basically, how much time will your sugar relationship take up? The more time, the more allowance. The nature of the time spent together. If he wants you to travel with him or spend full night and weekends together, anything that requires a longer time commitment, the allowance should be larger than if it were for in-town nights out. And there are a couple more things.
I feel like there's an app for all of this, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they programmed the website that he was talking about there, who is not advertising with us, by the way. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on sugar babies and daddies. It's
free. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. If you are a so-called sugar baby, if you are the recipient of sugar daddy money to perform some kind of service for a man or woman, or whatever. We want to hear about what exactly is the deal, because there's a lot of, you know, not so clear information on this website. The website, Johnson, you're sharing with us is all about negotiating tactics for the sugar baby.
Right, right.
And it's saying, obviously, negotiate as high up as you can. And but it's not clear, like, the average. They gave us average numbers as far as, you know, what a sugar baby earns in Miami versus Cleveland versus other cities. And it's like $4,000 to $6,000 a month. But it doesn't say they're also doing X, Y, and Z in return for this.
Well, and, you know, I mean, I have so many questions. Like, is that what they're making, you know, having multiple sugar daddies?
Hmm.
Or is that
question,
just from,
is
like,
per,
is it per,
relationship,
right? You know?
Yeah.
That's a good thing point that you bring up, because the first two criteria that we covered for the meat of this, the nature of the agreement, was time, right? And then the nature of time spent together, right? Well, the next criteria is exclusivity.
Oh.
Are you expected to not date other men or sugar daddies during
that
your arrangement?
That will cost more, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for exclusivity, it also warrants a higher allowance.
And, you know, this really is a good lesson in, like, free market economics, too, right? You know, I mean, I have no problem with, you know, this type of a thing as a service, or prostitution, really,
sure,
for that matter. It's the
legalizing,
oldest, right? Yeah, it's the oldest profession in the world. So, you know, just having said that, I still have more questions.
Well, no, that's what, that's why this negotiation is awkward, right? Because,
right,
because prostitution is illegal, the girl can't just come in there and say, well, I'll sleep with you, or, you know, we can have intercourse or whatever,
right,
X amount of times per month.
Right.
I will give you, you know, a BJ after work on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday,
right?
Or I'll come to work, or whatever, you know, whatever the deal,
right,
is. She can't say what she's going to do in return for the money. So there's like this awkward. I mean, maybe they are saying it in close quarters or whatever,
right,
but they wouldn't necessarily know if they're negotiating with an undercover cop or,
right,
something,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that. So I don't know. I mean, we don't hear about the police doing stings on these girls. Maybe they do, and we just don't hear about it. Typically, when you hear about prostitution busts, you're hearing about the streetwalkers. You're hearing about the lowest level of, or every now and then they'll bust like a Jack Shack, like that one in Florida where the Patriots guy got recorded on video.
Right, right, the massage parlor.
Right, massage parlor.
Yeah.
But those are rare too, and that Florida story is very unusual because, well, first of all, the Patriots guy was involved, but secondly, a lot of those places are allowed to exist. Maybe they're paying off the police, or the police are getting free services from, for whatever reason, right? They're generally kind of not touched by the cops in a lot of cases. But they go after the easy marks. They go after the streetwalkers. It's easy to find them.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I read recently that somewhere a city made it illegal for police to have sex with anybody they detain.
Yeah.
Where, like, so that means in most places it's legal.
No, I think what you're referring to was Hawaii, where it was and maybe still is legal. They were talking about chat. I forget the details.
Yeah, I'll look it up. We'll talk about it another time.
In most places, they're not allowed to do that. It was Hawaii where they could do it.
Oh, okay.
There's not a lot of places where that's legal.
There was an article in October of 2018 that says police in many states could legally have sex with a person in custody until a New York rape allegation. So apparently it was a national law that changed recently. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's what I was thinking of.
Interesting. So where are we at in this negotiating process here?
So the last criteria here is, do you have to travel to see him? Other expenses. Do you have to travel to see him? Will you be expected to dress up in clothes that you have to shop for? These additional sugar expenses should be covered by the sugar daddy on top of your allowance. And then they have a link to another article written by an author by the name of Caitlin. So there was a female author.
Okay.
Which was, got your allowance range but still feel weird asking for it? Learn how to get really, really comfortable asking for what you want. And that's a whole separate article that they have on this site, which is, you know, all about this
collection
advice, you know.
Who's the collection agent on that
right,
one?
Right.
Was that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. All right. Ladies, gentlemen, if you're out there, want to hear from you, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Although, I imagine this is a topic that a lot of people don't want to admit to participating in.
I mean, we're not, you know, selling your phone number or anything. So
no, and you don't have to use your real name. That's definitely true.
Maybe you're not a sugar baby. You're just a woman who asks for money from their man every so often.
Yeah. I still find myself wondering what is common. You know, what is the what is a typical arrangement? Is it a few times a week? For $10,000 a month, or even $5,000 a month, I would expect that you're going to see somebody more than a few, at least a few times a week, right?
Is there like a standard lease agreement you can download from, public website?
A sugar baby lease agreement? Well, you would hope there would be some sort of written agreement, right? Like, because otherwise, if you don't have things written down, people forget.
Well, I mean, and I would think, too, that, enforcing that agreement in some way, shape, or form, right? Like any other thing, right? Any other agreement you have, how do you enforce it? Right?
Well, she wouldn't.
I'm just laughing because you're calling it like a sugar baby lease. I mean, what? You can't get your sugar baby in a lodeal title?
it's a lease option purchase, the owner wouldn't finance, so. Well,
you wouldn't be able to put in there what you, if the sugar baby was going to show up three times a week, she wouldn't be able to write down what services she was going to perform because that would be prostitution.
Right. Right.
But she could say, I will come over for X amount of time every single night. She could say she's going to cook you dinner.
Right.
She could outline legal services or something like that, but any sexual things would have to be off the official agreement.
I mean, obviously the way to is just stop paying, right?
Right. Well, presumably you would be entering into a month to month agreement and
right.
not have not pay a year in advance because
right.
that would probably encourage some bad behavior on the part of the sugar baby. I suspect you pay her the whole year in advance and she disappears after 6
right.
months. She's got another sugar daddy. So there you go. That's the story. If you want to weigh in, you can, and you can share your thoughts with us. Or maybe you've done this online. What's your price? Which apparently is a sugar baby esque website where you can bid on what you're willing to pay for a date. According to the front page on the site. Now, they actually don't let you browse the site unless you sign up for it. But according to the front page, they claim the average first date incentive is $125. So that's what you can make in addition to the cost of whatever the food is, right? So, if you're going out on a restaurant.
Oh, that's the profit, right? Yeah.
That's what the girl, or maybe it's the guys too, I don't know. But that's what she would take home for her time.
Huh.
Now, whether that, I don't think that guarantees you anything. That doesn't mean that you're going to take them home and sleep with them or anything like that. That's just, you're going out to dinner. $125. Boom. Done. Now, if she wants to do more after that, maybe that's up to her. I don't know. And they claim here at the bottom of the site that it is not for escorts. So they say it is strictly an online dating website. Escorts are not welcome. Now, I don't know why that escorts wouldn't be welcome. What's really the difference here?
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Escort services are legal, so why would they want to shut them out from this site? Is the purported idea that this is actually supposed to lead to a relationship?
Yeah.
855 450 free. And what's the difference between a sugar baby and an escort exactly? Is it, can't you have an escort you to your bedroom? Escort you in your home rather than going out to some place?
Perhaps you and your sugar baby could hire an escort.
Free Talk Live. More coming.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reaction continuing after the departure of National Security Advisor John Bolton. During a White House briefing on Tuesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he disagreed with the former National Security Advisor on many occasions.
We all give our candid opinions. There were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure. But that's true for lots of people with whom I interact.
President Trump is praising historically black colleges and universities.
Your institutions have been pillars of excellence in higher education and the engines of advancement for African-American citizens.
During a conference on Tuesday in Washington, D.C., the president also says that the inspiring tradition of historically black colleges and universities dates back to the post-Civil War era. Evacuation orders have been lifted after a train derailment and fire just south of St. Louis. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And the captain.
Johnson, you started a topic here that we're going to keep going because, you know what, there's a lot of news coverage about sugar daddies and sugar babies. Just a quick Google search. The headlines, Temple, UPenn, among colleges with the most sugar babies. Apparently somebody did a study on which colleges have the most girls willing to be sugar babies.
At least they're learning something.
Over 800 sugar daddies in Houston, according to a report. One woman says, I'm 24 and have made 3,000 British pounds in lavish gifts from sugar daddies as old as 55 I've never even met. So apparently you can just get men to give you a bunch of money without even having to go over to their house.
That's the hot girl syndrome.
And of course, there's also, we should bring up...
That actually is interesting because, you know what, that makes me think that, you know, with some knowledge of Photoshop and the ability to make pictures...
Yeah. You could be your own sugar baby.
One could be a sugar baby. Yeah.
Now, by the way, this also brings up the topic of the sort of related issue of the financial dominatrix. Have you heard about these people?
No.
Okay. So... I learned about this one, I think, probably within the last year or so. The idea, and I don't know where the lines are drawn exactly. It's more of like a, I guess it's more of a relationship where the man wants to be dominated, right? So instead of this sort of what is being described here as a mutually beneficial relationship or a business agreement, in the financial dominatrix realm, the woman, and I don't know how they get their customers. But somehow they acquire a man who's like the kind of man who wants to be, you know, like an industry captain who sure. also wants to be dominated. You know, like if you talk one time we had an actual dominatrix on the air with us yeah. years ago, and she talked about her life and how, you know, her business worked and all.
Certainly
that.
Certainly, the fetish exists. I mean, interesting. I know girls who are, you know, either current or former dominatrix.
Right. So those guys. That kind of mentality, they will hire a woman, basically, and give them all of their money, give them their credit cards, give them access to their bank accounts, and the woman will decide how much money the man gets. The woman will take money from him at will, basically.
Wow.
And so, like, it's an even more one-sided relationship in that particular case. Yeah. So, you know, when does the line start to get drawn between financial dominatrix and sugar baby? There is a story here about being a sugar baby written by a woman who decided, and she's a freelance writer, so it'll be a pretty well-written piece, from Business Insider. And it says here, editor's note, the author is a freelance writer in her early 30s whose identity has been verified by Business Insider. While some people consider sugar relationships a form of sex work, it's a label rejected by sugar dating sites and some members themselves. Regardless, prostitution is a dangerous and illegal activity. Well, it's only dangerous because it's illegal. Let's just make it clear. It's nowhere near as dangerous if it's actually legal, and then the prostitutes can be tested for STDs regularly, and there's safety, and there's, you know, men bodyguards in the brothels and things like that.
Oh, and that creates more value, of course.
It's a label rejected, she says here, or the editor says, regardless, the story is part of a series on the financial side of relationships, and you can read other entries. 6 months ago, writes the sugar baby authoress, she says, I decided to become a sugar baby. My reasoning was simple. I'd grown frustrated with dating men in my city. Maybe I just had one too many Tinder dates end in mediocre conversation. My day job offers me control over my schedule. Since I don't work a traditional 9-to-5, I wanted to supplement my income and have some fun doing it, so I decided to try finding a sugar daddy.
I wonder what her day job is.
Well, it says here she's a freelance writer.
Ah, okay.
For the uninitiated, sugaring, and maybe she has another job beyond writing, but... sugaring is a form of dating in which one partner financially supports the other, often in the form of cash or gifts.
Okay, whoring.
As a woman in a major city with an appreciation for societal deviance, I figured the lifestyle might suit me well. Whether it was exhaustion of millennial swiping, or maybe the thrill of experiencing life outside of my usual means, I found myself creating a profile on the primary website for sugaring connections, which is called Seeking Arrangement. And their website is seeking.com.
So they meant the same website.
I thought the other one was what's my date? Or no, what's your price?
What's my price and Seeking Arrangement? They mentioned
those. Those are the two ones. Okay. She created the profile. In the half of a year since then, I've met some interesting people, not to mention I've received thousands of dollars in cash, trips across the country, access to five-star hotels and restaurants, and expensive gifts like shoes and clothing I never could have ordinarily afforded. She says, read on for what it's like to really be a sugar baby. As with regular dating, if you dive into the sugaring lifestyle without an idea of what you want, you're likely to be disappointed. Do you want a cash allowance? And do you have set amounts in mind? Is it certain bills you want covered? Do you want gifts, shopping, and travel? Having a clear idea of what kind of sugar or exchange you want for the relationship is key. How about the actual dating part? Do you like dating older men? Because sugar daddies tend to be older than the women they date. How much time? Right, because how many 20-year-old, you know, millionaires are there? Unless you're like a rap superstar or something like that, probably aren't.
The female is living in the Silicon Valley area
or in early Bitcoin,
right? Because sugar daddies, she says, tend to be older. How much time do you want to spend with your sugar daddy? And does your current lifestyle
give you accept crypto?
Gives you the freedom to do so. I bet you plenty of them would be willing to.
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
She says, in the 6 months since I became a sugar baby, I started relationships with men who pay me $500 per date and have purchased me shoes and outfits from designers I could never afford on my own.
I mean, I've blown, like, you know, $500 on, like, some awesome concert tickets and, you know, a hotel.
For a date?
Yeah, for, you know, or somebody you're in a relationship with. So, I mean...
But you would only do that once in a while, right? Like, that's the anniversary
date
or something.
You know, or it's, you know, something that you both have in common, you know, that kind of a thing. So, in that respect, I guess $500 isn't that much.
Yeah, but this is every time. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah. Every date, $500. Mm-hmm. And she's not saying here what she does on the date for $500. Do they just go into a restaurant?
Right, yeah. Is it just, you know, yeah, wine and dine, GTFO?
She says, I've purchased my shoes, he has purchased me shoes and outfits from designers I could never afford on my own. I dined at restaurants where the bill was $400, and we'd still leave hungry. God, that's a
You better hope
thing.
That it's wine and dine and GTFI in that case.
I gotcha. I spent weekends tucked away in five-star hotels, lazily ordering room service with cringeworthy markups. While I enjoy expensive dinners and staying in fancy hotels, ultimately I was searching for a friendly relationship that provides a cash allowance. Some men don't wish to provide an allowance, and I avoid meeting them and dating those men, often called experience daddies. If you're considering sugar dating solely for the money, it will be much more stressful since it'll become a second job. Sugar dating amplifies the faults of regular or vanilla dating. You may receive messages from, go on first dates with, and be ghosted by far more men than in vanilla dating. And it's a bad idea to depend on sugar as a primary source of income because there's never really any guarantee of stability.
Yeah, I could totally see that because, if you're paying for it, right, and you show up and she's not up to your standards, you know, and you expect that, you know, this is going to be somebody you're going to pay, you're going to be like, later.
Well, presumably you'd pay for that one date.
You're not going to see it like a date, you know, as much like a normal dating situation. So you're not going to be willing to be polite if it's a...
You're not going
to
be like, gosh, I hope she has a good personality.
Yeah, you know, because it's like a business arrangement. So if it's like a service and you're like...
You're fired.
Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah. Well, presumably they would still be obligated to pay for that first date.
Yeah, maybe.
In that case. And, of course, when does the payment happen? Does it happen up front?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Or is it half or up after. Front and then half yeah. in,
like,
you know.
You know, if you show up and see something at the table that you're not expecting, you might walk
That's
right
why you get ghosted, right? That's yeah. what she was talking right. about.
Well, you might get ghosted without getting payment at that
right.
point.
Right. And by the way, if you want to jump in, you can hear the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue with more of this woman who is a financial, or not financial writer, but she's a freelance writer. She decided she wanted to make some more money. So she has turned herself into a sugar baby and has been at it for 6 months as of the time she wrote the piece. You can share your experience here if you've got some. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Your opinions about this are certainly welcome because I don't think any of the three of us have any experience with it. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But because nobody wants to admit to being a sugar baby, or at least they're not willing to call in and tell us about it, we got to go with Business Insider, which has an interesting piece written by a woman who has decided she's gotten her feet wet into this business. She's a professional writer, a freelancer, and she wrote a piece about what it's been like for the first 6 months of her being a sugar baby. There's different websites out there where these people can meet. And by the way, in the studio tonight, it's Ian
Johnson
and the Captain.
And I want you to know about local.bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to buy and or sell Bitcoin Cash. You can use dozens of payment methods in order to do this. There's no identification requirements to sign up for the site. And you can your communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Go to local.bitcoin.com and you can get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And I've got an account on local.bitcoin.com. It's a really good site. It's just getting started, though. I mean, it doesn't have the volume of some of the sites that have been around for 5 years or whatever. So if you want to get the ball rolling over there and get in early, get in on the ground floor, start building your seller's profile up if you want to sell. But remember, if you're going to sell, you've got more risk than buyers do, so you got to keep in mind what methods of payment you're going to accept. Some of them are much higher risk than others, so it does deserve a little due diligence. So buyer beware, or in this case, seller beware as well, over at local.bitcoin.com. All right, so we're back to the story here about this sugar baby who is explaining what it's like. She says that if you're considering sugar dating solely for the money, it'll be more stressful since it'll become a second job. She claims that if you're if you're a sugar dating person, you're amplifying the faults of regular or vanilla dating. You might get ghosted by more men. As you pointed out, if you walk into a restaurant, the girl isn't what you are expecting as the would-be sugar daddy. Mm-hmm. You can just walk away, and then she's left sitting there, wasted her time on that one. She says it's a bad idea to depend on sugar as a primary source of income because there's never really any guarantee of stability. And she says, additionally, financial desperation makes you vulnerable to malicious men who have no intentions to provide sugar, or it might influence you to date men who you otherwise wouldn't consider having a relationship with. Now, that's an interesting point here, because I would figure that most of these women wouldn't consider having a relationship with the guys that they're having these dates with. Because
I
thought that was the whole point of the sugar baby relationship, is you don't have a real relationship, you have a business relationship.
Right, yeah.
You know, and again, maybe this is like a cynical view of things, maybe society is going more in this direction of admitting that in some cases relationships are just a business agreement, that there's more of this going on now than there ever was, or maybe it's just more visible now than it ever
was. This is written from a female perspective, right?
The article is.
Yeah. So maybe it's just like she's just on the trying to say, like, you know, make sure there's something you like about the guy, you know, kind
of. Well, that certainly would make it more pleasant.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you want to work, if you're working in a place, you want to work with people that you appreciate and that are nice.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, if you got a business arrangement with a hideous chud, you know, I don't know. Yeah. You know, is that going to go well, really?
Right. So, I mean, yeah, in any workplace, you want to work with good people over mean or nasty or vindictive people. So I get that point. And, well, let's go on with what she has to say. She says it's common practice to adopt a sugar identity separate from your real-life identity.
Oh, my God.
Is this surprising?
It's a little surprising, actually.
Well, I mean, you're dealing with dudes online. You don't know who you're going to, you know, encounter.
Yeah, but I wonder how far that sugar identity goes. I mean,
she doesn't tell him her real name.
Yeah, exactly. It might be extended for the life of that
relationship. The whole relationship. Yeah. And that's what she says here. She says, my online profile uses a generic name, and I do not disclose my real identity even after I meet my sugar daddy in person in some cases. I'm glad I do that, since every sugar...
I leave my driver's license at home so that he can't snoop through my purse and find out my real identity.
I bet that's true. Yeah. She says, every sugar daddy I've met has similarly guarded his identity. I suggest creating an alt... Which seems like it would be pretty difficult. Like, if she's coming to your house... if they're wealthy, then presumably they own the home.
Emmett Smith.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be hard to figure out who owns the house, unless it's under a trust or something.
One man I met, we met at some sort of factory that had a bunch of 3D printers in it. I don't understand.
Oh, no, that was the horny Wilson guy with a bunch of money who couldn't spell, ended up spending the night at a warehouse.
Oh. I suggest creating an alter ego, she says, for anyone trying any sort of internet fringe dating, especially sugaring. Along the same line, she says, I signed up for a few anonymous messaging apps as well as a fake phone number. Popular messaging apps for, quote, moving the conversation off the website, unquote, include WhatsApp, Kick, Snapchat, WeChat, and Signal, but a phone number is often the preferred method. I suggest getting a Google Voice number attached to an anonymous email account. She says, further, getting started with the dating profiles of sugar babies? Pretty simple. I described my personality, wrote a few charming epithets that I thought might be appealing to the kind of man I'd like to spend time with. The key thing is honesty, both in yourself, well, except for the fact that she's not telling him who she is.
The key thing is honesty, except for everything else.
Right. Both in your self-descriptions and your pictures. While face-altering filters exist and can help mask your identity, apparently it's a turn-off for men. She says, and I've had men straight up message me, quote, thank goodness you don't have a dog filter picture, unquote. And I got to say, that's one of the most annoying things on the dating apps. Yeah. It's like, come on. What is with these filters?
Right.
They're all over the place. And it's like, you got filters on. It's like, nope, not even interested.
It's just a lack of self-confidence. Yeah.
Don't want to see it. She says, I think the most common misconception about becoming a sugar baby is that sugar daddies are looking to date only 18-year-old blonde models. This is largely untrue. Being traditionally attractive certainly helps, but a sugar baby can look like any woman of just about any age. Oh, I don't buy that.
I mean, 18-year-old blonde models, 19-year-old blonde models, what's the difference?
I'm going to guess there's a Pareto distribution there.
And now is that where Peter's off is?
95%, you know, to the 5%.
Built. Yeah,
he said Peter's off.
Right.
That curve is, you know.
Or Peter's in.
That curve is sort of a logarithmic curve from the 18-year-old, 19-year-old blonde starting point down to the other end of that spectrum.
I don't think that there's very many sugar babies that are in their 50s or 60s. I'm just going to go out on a limb there and say that.
Sugar mamas.
Well, now, this is another story, and you've got a sugar mama related
maybe
story.
Maybe she's 60, and he's 107, and he's really been taking a lot of blue pills.
It could happen. She says, I don't get discouraged, and I try to attract only men who I think will find me attractive. Being deceptive with appearances will only hurt you later. The secrecy of the sugaring lifestyle means I have to be careful about the pictures I use on my dating profiles. Many sugar daddies will run a reverse image search of sugar baby's profile pictures in an attempt to avoid scammers. So again, we were talking about men signing up and being fake sugar babies and just trying to make money. This is how they would do it.
Let's be honest here. We were talking about having an army of people behind keyboards putting up fake profiles in order to generate money from the virtual-only sugar daddies. Right? Honesty is the most important thing, right?
That's right. We were talking about that. Yeah. I think we were talking about that off the air.
Oh, oops. My bad.
In that case, what you could do...
I revealed our secret plan.
If you were serious about doing something like that, is you would hire a girl to take photos of, right? Because then you'd have original photos. What you don't want is photos that can be found somewhere else on the internet. So make, you know, hire some young lady who wants to make a couple $100 or whatever to take some photos, go to the park, go some other, you know, wherever else. Yep. They like being on boats.
Turn your garage into a photo studio.
Right? And then put those on your profile. Anyway, going on. She says, to protect my identity, I make sure not to use photos that exist anywhere on my social media accounts. I have a strict no cross-contamination rule when it comes to photos. Also, I make sure I know which photos are viewable to the public and which are available by request only. I'll often check back and remove viewing privileges from certain men in the conversation or if the conversation didn't lead any further. After dipping my toes in the sugaring community, I began to adopt the language used by sugar babies and sugar daddies in the online world. Now, this is, I don't know what that is, so maybe she's going to get into it here. Sugar babies and sugar daddies are often referred to as SBs and SDs, partly for brevity's sake, and partly because some people are weirded out by saying baby and daddy. There's the meet and greet, or M&G, M&G, the sugaring community's term for a first date. Usually money doesn't change hands here. Though it's not unusual for the sugar baby to receive a small gift. Some of the things, and that's interesting, I would not have predicted that at the initial date there wouldn't be necessarily money spent.
Ah, good to meet you. I brought you some beef jerky.
Some of the things I've received on my first dates included stuffed animals, books, and $300 in cash.
But no beef jerky.
Some relationships are PPM, or pay per meet. In those arrangements, the sugar daddy gives the sugar baby a specified amount per date.
M-E-E-T?
That's correct.
Okay.
In that case. In another type of relationship, sugar daddies give an allowance on a set schedule, which is what we were talking about earlier with a monthly payment, like monthly or biweekly, either in cash or through a payment app like Venmo. Hey, now, Venmo's not supposed to be used for business relationships. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Hour 3's next on Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.